The County 10 podcast is made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique at 258 Main Street in downtown Lander. Bells and Bows has two new lines of fall and winter clothing from Foyle and Tribal. Two new lines. That line called Foyle I told you about, it's a line from New Zealand that uses a soft merino wool. Where in Wyoming are you going to find New Zealand clothes available in person for you to try on? That's Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. The first Friday in November, they're going to participate in Lander's First Friday event with sangria or cider, plus extended hours, so make plans to attend that too. But get in there this month and check out Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street in Lander. The County 10 podcast is also brought to you by the Shoshone Rose Casino. Shoshone Rose, now open 24 hours a day. All kinds of great gambling action. We had Jamie Williams, the marketing manager on the County 10 podcast a while ago. She said the Tarzan game out there is paying off big at numbers to a lot of different people. Lots of people hitting over $1,000 on that. Shoshone Rose Casino, open 24 hours a day. The Dekigaihi restaurants open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And coming up on this Saturday, the 19th, it's ladies' night. They've got drawings for designer purses from 6 to 9 p.m. and a $10 match play for ladies this Saturday at the Shoshone Rose Casino.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Thursday, October 17th to you. Welcome into another County 10 podcast, episode number 58 here. It's been a couple weeks since we've been able to have a County 10 news update, so we're going to do that today with our reporter, Amanda Faring. She'll catch us up on a whole lot of news from all around Fremont County, some new Riverton businesses to talk about. Lander's got some new things popping up over there. There were a couple fires and a couple of harder-hitting stories that Amanda tracked down over the last few days, too. So all of the details on those coming up with Amanda in just a moment. Also want to remind you that the 10 Tap is now available. I'm really excited about this County 10 promotion. The 10 Tap is available at the Rusty Truck in Riverton. It'll soon be at other places. But for now, if you're grabbing a beer at the Rusty Truck, you can ask what's on the 10 Tap. It's a rotating beer from Lander Brewing Company. And if the 10 Tap is something you want and you get a pint poured, then 50 cents of your purchase goes back to the Tough Enough Fremont County Cancer Fund. That's good for every pint. 50 cents from every pint goes to a local charity. So if you're going to have a beer with your dinner anyway, might as well make a small donation to Tough Enough Fremont County Cancer Fund. That's the charity of the month. We'll have some folks from the Cancer Fund on the County 10 podcast tomorrow. And your opportunity to come meet some of the folks from the Tough Enough Fremont County Cancer Fund, as well as the 10Cast Network and County10.com team. We will have a little 10 Tap kickoff party tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Rusty Truck. Just a social event. There's not a lot going on other than a few people getting together chatting, but if you'd like to join us at that, we'd love to see you at the Rusty Truck from 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday. Stop by, say hello, and most importantly, make that donation to the Tough Enough Fremont County Cancer Fund. And if you're not a beer drinker, if you can't make it to the Rusty Truck this month, then please consider throwing a couple bucks into the Tough Enough Fremont County Cancer Fund campaign and helping out some local cancer patients. We'll chat with Amanda Faring, our County10.com reporter, right after we hear about the latest show coming to 10Cast.
Have you always wanted to better understand depression, anxiety, stress, and other mental health issues? What's challenging? What's positive? Join me, Lance Godey, a licensed professional counselor from Riverton, as I share information, discuss all areas of mental health, invite guests to talk about their work, and explore the human mind. This podcast is Positively Mental.
County 10 podcast on a Thursday, made possible by Elevate Rehab Shoulder to Hand Therapy. Two certified hand therapists on that staff. If you've got any kind of issues with your hands or limbs, tingling, pain, discomfort, go check out Elevate Rehab. They're at 4th and Main, right next to the Verizon store. Follow Elevate Rehab on Facebook for more details. Show is also made possible by Rendezvous Dental. Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. They're at 312 North 8th West. They're accepting new patients now, so if you're maybe new to the area looking for a dentist office, these folks can help you. They go above and beyond with community service and giving back to the community. That's Rendezvous Dental, and they're really good with kids too, so bring the whole family there at 312 North 8th West. And finally, the County 10 podcast today made possible by the Wyoming Department of Transportation. Our good friends at WIDOT remind you to please never drink and drive. They want you to enjoy a social night out in Fremont County, a night with friends. But if you're having a drink, make sure to plan ahead. Call a cab, call a friend. There's even Uber and Lyft in Fremont County now, so there's no excuses. A DUI could cost you financially, your job, or even you or someone else's life. Be smart. Get a designated driver. Thanks to WIDOT, making the County 10 podcast possible. County10.com reporter Amanda Faring is in studio with us. Amanda, I'm getting over my cold.
You're sounding better.
The County 10 podcast on Monday was horrible. I feel bad that anybody had to listen to that and that Kevin Krasznick had to come in and deal with me. Hopefully I didn't get him sick, but it's getting there.
I know. Yeah, that's why it's Thursday. I had to wait a few days to make sure you weren't contagious.
Yeah, anymore. Exactly. You didn't want to be anywhere near me. That's why you haven't been on.
I'm really busy, Jared. Yeah. I can't do it today.
Pretty sure I'm not contagious anymore, so good news.
Fingers
there.
Fingers crossed.
How are you? We haven't talked to you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fairly certain we started this out every single time I'm on here that it's been busy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many things have been happening. I've been running everywhere, and it's good to just be in here for a couple minutes to chat with y'all.
Yeah. How many miles do you think you've put on the County 10 car since you took over this job a few months ago?
You know, I thought about that. I was like, dang it, I should have like written down the mileage or like snapped a pic of it to see. But I definitely know there's been over 1,000 miles put on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely know that. But
there is some wear and tear on that vehicle. So, yeah. Like I said, if you see Amanda out driving around, smile and wave because she's got a lot to do and a lot of places to be. Let's talk about some of the big news stories at county10.com. One of the ones with the most traction over the last couple of days is a follow-up to a death that happened, I believe, late August, right?
Yeah, it was August 31st is when they found the deceased individual in his cell.
The Fremont County Detention Center.
So at the Fremont County Detention Center, August 31st in the afternoon, they found a deceased man in his cell. This week, we finally got information from the Fremont County Coroner's Office confirming that it was 31-year-old Ty Wolfname. In manner of death was confirmed as a suicide. So we really don't have any other details at this time. Have reached out to local authorities to see if we're going to have anything anytime soon. And just to see where everything's at on that now that we have the coroner's report. So I'm going to assume that truly something about the investigation will be coming out soon. Yeah. And once we do, obviously, we'll be up at county10.com.
Definitely. And one of the things you do much better at County 10 than I was able to as a reporter, and I think that people have gotten used to, is you're able to follow up with a lot of these stories a lot better. And I know things happen and then you kind of wonder what the result is. And sometimes they take several weeks, but Amanda's very good at following up and getting the second portion of those stories as well at county10.com.
I at least try.
Yeah.
I do my best. There's a lot going on.
If the info is available, we get there. And if not, we don't. I wouldn't mention necessarily fires like this at the top because luckily these fires weren't very dramatic, but because of the buildings that were involved, I want to mention these. And the first one is a beloved restaurant. Mm-hmm. The Cowboy Cafe in Dubois caught fire on Monday. And luckily, unfortunately, there was a little damage. Luckily, no injuries or nothing major.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit damage to the back wall of the building. It did not extend inside the building, which is great. So everything is good to go in there. But yeah, so it looks like the fire, I guess, was some discarded smoking material that had been placed in a bucket used for cigarette butts in the back of the building. Interesting thing that we found out a little bit after we had released this was actually a Fremont County Sheriff's Office deputy was on patrol, saw the fire, and started to extinguish it with a fire extinguisher to keep it from spreading until the DuBois Volunteer Fire Department could get there. So pretty fantastic that that deputy saw it. Otherwise, it could have been a lot more devastating. Yeah. And, you know, one of our cherished restaurants here in Fremont County. So fantastic work out there from the deputies and the DuBois Fire Department. That's great. And they, I guess, were only had to open up the rear wall of the building to extinguish the fire. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic that it was minimal.
Yeah, you don't want to see anywhere burned down, but those places where...
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Especially with good pie. Yeah, you just cannot have that.
Yeah, there are a lot of comments about that, too. You can't, always good for a chuckle.
Cannot let that pie catch on fire.
Save the pie.
Another place you don't want to see a fire at was the dialysis center in Fort Washakie.
Yeah.
There was a minor one there the other day.
Yeah, so yesterday around 10 a.m., the local fire departments were dispatched to 11 Shipton Lane, which is the Wind River Dialysis Center there in Fort Washakie. And the initial report was a structure fire. And then Fort Washakie Fire Department shared on scene that it was a heater that caught on fire. And then it also actually worked out that the CEO of the Wind River Dialysis hopped on our comments and mentioned that everything was good to go, no major damage. And then it was a furnace... motor that overheated. So that's great that there wasn't any damage or no injuries or anything on that one as well. So definitely another place that, you know, obviously you don't want to see a fire anywhere, but you know, when you're trying to care for patients who are at a dialysis center, you definitely don't want to have a fire there. So that's awesome that everything was good to go and they were able to resume patient care.
Yeah, actually found my way in Fort, I was in the neighborhood anyway, and I was in Fort Washakie while this was happening, and there were EMS crews that got there and were able to treat the patients outside so they could continue their treatment and release them on schedule. Yeah. And then I talked to one of the Fort Washakie firefighters, and he said, make sure to replace filters, especially this time of year, furnace filters and things like that, because these things are very common at this time of the year when you're kicking those heaters back on and getting those going. So good reminder right there. Riverton City Council met on Tuesday, and the big agenda item was shipping containers. Mm-hmm. It was the third and final reading for this ordinance.
Yeah, third and final reading. They passed it 4-3. Yeah, full ordinance is available at county10.com. There's a lot of details to it. They have some amendments to it and guidelines and that kind of thing, so there's some strict rules around it. It was passed, so residents of Riverton can, you know, if they have the correct restrictions applied to it, they can have a shipping container as storage on their property.
Yeah, and it was interesting to see how divided the council was. 4-3 was the vote the last couple of times. So a split decision for sure from the Riverton City Council there. And you get those sometimes, but for the most part, at least over the last couple of years since I've been paying attention, Riverton City Council has been fairly unanimous on things. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen very many 4-3 decisions, but that's the reason there are seven votes. There's got to be an odd number. There you go. Local Ranch was recognized with a cool award.
Yeah, so the Burnt Ranch south of Lander was recognized by Wyoming Game and Fish as a 2019 Landowner of the Year. So that is really fantastic. This recognition is for landowners for their wildlife management, habitat improvement, access for hunters and anglers, and conservation. Yeah, way to go, Hellyer family. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's cool to see the support come out after that, too, and everybody tagging friends.
Yeah,
and saying,
that was so awesome.
I like when County 10's able to do those stories where people are able to pat each other on the back. The Red Paint Alliance.
Yes.
They are open for business. What is that exactly?
Yeah, so the Red Paint Alliance is a organization based in Fort Washakie. Their main goal is to provide safe and confidential place for victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, dating violence, stalking, and human trafficking. So that's pretty fantastic to have them right there in Fort Washakie. One of the things that one of the leaders of this nonprofit was Susanna Tillman, and when I chatted with her, Susanna wanted to get out there. The Red Paint Alliance is independent and serves anyone on the Wind River Reservation. So they're not affiliated with any particular tribe. They're just there to help support in any way. They opened officially in August 2019. I'd been trying to track them down for a little bit to get an interview with them. So it was great to finally chat with them earlier this week. And yeah, they're open. We're here. We're ready to go. Those are Susanna's words. So they're there to support. They've got a 24-hour crisis line. They have an on-site shelter. They have another backup shelter in case they run out of room. They can give you transportation to necessary appointments, whether that's court or doctors or what have you, if it's part of your victimization. And they can help you through the court as well. Protection orders, that kind of thing. They can help you through that process. Also relocation. So they have a lot of offerings to give. So this is a pretty great resource on there, and they're really getting it going right now. So they are seeking volunteers for both the office and the shelter, looking for donations of household goods, sheets and towels and those kinds of things. And then on this Friday, so October 18th, they have their very first benefit dinner and silent auction. So that's going to be at the Rocky Mountain Hall Buffalo Room in Fort Washakie. So check it out. Head on over. Help support a great cause. This is pretty fantastic. And especially here, as you know, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So that's pretty great to keep getting the word out here that those resources are there. So those resources are right there for you to help help in any way they can. So this is pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's great that facilities like that exist. I'm excited about hearing about more of those. So typically in your day, you're running to a variety of things, to events, and most of the time I don't envy you because you're either in long meetings or court cases that are hard to deal with, or, if there's an accident that's blocking traffic, you'll run to it and things like that, and things that most of us don't really want to get to, but I was jealous of this. You got to go to the dog park opening in Lander, and that sounded like a fun assignment.
Oh man, it was so fun. So the new Lander off-leash dog park opened on Saturday, October 12th. So I jetted on over there Saturday for their grand opening and ribbon cutting that took place in the afternoon. And oh my gosh, there were so many people, so many dogs. Everyone was having a grand time. The first 50 dogs got a free tennis ball. So nice. Everyone was throwing the ball and having grand time. And they had some costume contest for dogs. So pretty great there. Aaron Grove shared some photos. I unfortunately couldn't stay very long, but Erin Groves, she shared some great photos of the dogs in costume at the photo booth, so it was pretty fantastic. But yeah, this is definitely something that, a lot of people of Lander have said that they wanted for a long time, and it's located right behind the high school. There's the softball fields. Right next to the softball fields, there's going to be the dog park. It's all fenced in, tons of space. They've got space for your active dogs who are going to be running around like crazy. They got a space for your less active, more senior dogs. They just kind of hang out, have a good time.
Got one that would be over there, just plop down in a corner.
Right. And then they have a ball throwing area, so specific for that, pretty great. There's also access to the creek that runs through. So pretty awesome that this is going. And then chatted with Sarah Felix, who is the Lander Parks and Recreation Director. So she was part of this committee to get this going. And they do have more plans to continue growing and developing the area. So it's pretty exciting, though, and definitely a favorite among the pups that were there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. That's really cool to see things like that happening. And I saw the marquee on Dairyland yesterday. I was there. Marquee on Dairyland says a new dog park available or something by LVHS, and everybody just kind of rallies around those things,
which is awesome.
One of the cool things about Lander for sure. Let's talk about Riverton now.
Yeah.
Riverton has a ton of new stuff coming, or at least construction happening, and you were able to kind of consolidate into one post all the new stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was just thinking about it the other day. I was like, man, there's all these places that we've been excited for, but it's like, okay, we're kind of getting to the point of where they said that they're planning on opening. But I was like, I haven't heard anything official, so I thought I'd reach out. So I chatted with City of Riverton's Community Development Director, Eric Carr, to see if we can get some dates. Unfortunately, no official dates have been set, so we don't have like an exact timeline, but we do get pretty close to when the ideal opening or when their plan is. So chatted with Eric Carr to get some dates moving forward here and what's happening. So lots of great stuff coming. We've got, you know, Murdoch's Home and Ranch Supply is moving to what was the former Safeway. Eric mentioned that's going to be likely spring 2020. They're in the process of making the plans right now.
There's so many things in that store. Not a paid endorsement either. Like, you walk in there and there's like, oh, there's all kinds of clothes and different stuff.
Everything's happening.
It's going to be even more probably in the
business. I know, yeah. I'm actually excited for their parking.
Oh, yeah.
Like every time I park there now, it's like, oh my gosh, like this is kind of weird. Like, are they out of parking? Are we done? Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Let's see here. What's next? We've got the Smith's Fuel Center. The planned opening is for the end of this month here. It's coming along really quickly. I drove by, actually, I snapped this photo. I think it was like on Tuesday. And drove by yesterday, and it was, like, paved. Everything's good to go. I was like, oh, are you opening now? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that crew's been working out there really hard.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Shop over there once in a while, and every time it's like, there's new stuff. And
I know,
people always working, so that's
kind of like, cool. The vegetation out front.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my
there's
gosh.
A guy raking the other day.
I was like, all right, cool.
Yep.
And I think even in the photo, they're, like, dumping the dirt in the front for the vegetation. But anyway, so we've got Sutherland's, you know, building. I noticed it was painted, so I was like, hey, when's that coming? So right now it's looking at late fall, early winter. So I want to say November. I don't know. that's speculation. So right in there, so coming soon. Same with more burgers and shakes. They had originally mentioned end of October, but it sounds more like it might be before the end of the year is when Eric said, so maybe a little bit later than end of October. We've also got the Pioneer Pharmacy looking at December 19, January 20. So that's coming up here quickly. And then actually next week, stay tuned. We'll have some more info on Pioneer Pharmacy as they are getting ready to open. So that's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, it's really cool to see all these new things, even if it's a dog park or a new business. It's really cool to have new stuff going on in Fremont County and for people to get excited about. Finally, speaking of new things, the 10 Tap has launched.
10 Tap.
The 10 Tap is available now at the Rusty Truck in Riverton. It'll soon be available other places, including elsewhere in Fremont County, including Lander.
Lander, yep.
And it's basically a rotating Lander Brewing Company beer that's on tap there. And every time that beer on the 10 Tap gets poured, 50 cents from every pint will go to a local charity. This month, the charity is the Tough Enough Fremont County Cancer Fund. So come out anytime in October. If you're going to grab a beer, ask about the 10 Tap and you can make a donation to a local charity. And Friday, we're going to have a party.
Yeah, we are. You can come on out and meet me and Jared, and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, nobody wants to meet me, but you get to meet Amanda and some of the other...
At least not right now, as you sound terrible.
I know. You may want to wear gloves or something if we shake hands. But 4 to 6 p.m. Friday, come see us at Rusty Truck if you want to grab a 10-tap beer. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, the Tough Enough Fremont County Cancer Fund people will be there too, talking about their mission and what they do and how they help cancer patients in Fremont County. So please come say hello to them and grab a burger or a pizza or something and have some fun with us Friday night.
Absolutely. We'd love to see you there.
Cool. All right. Thanks for all you do. Anything I should look forward to at county10.com today?
I've got so many things in the work. I'm very slammed today.
All right, we'll leave it like that. There's going to be a lot of things.
There's going to be a lot of things coming out in the next couple days. So.
Fair enough. I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, everybody.
Amanda Fairing, want to thank her for joining us. Follow her stories at county10.com. And if you want to get in touch anytime with the County 10 team, feel free to do that at tips@county10.com. Couple other events going on in Fremont County tonight. If you're listening to this on Thursday the 17th, Alma Law is hosting the Riverton Museum's Ghost Stories, Urban Myths, and Legends starting at 6:30. And he's got a spooky walking tour of downtown Riverton coming up on Saturday the 19th. That starts at 5:30 at the Riverton Museum. It's $8 per person. More details on both of those events and more upcoming weekend info at county10.com. If you want to get in touch with the 10Cast Network anytime, you can email us 10cast@county10.com. I want to thank our good friends at the Shoshone Rose Casino, Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, Shoulder to Hand Therapy, Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, and Rendezvous Dental making the show possible. Have a great rest of your Thursday all across Fremont County.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique and Rendezvous Dental for making the show possible. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter for more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news. Visit county10.com.